This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a new series called Outbreak Wisconsin. Mariah Clark is many things, a blacksmith, a tall ship sailor, and an EMT. She's also an emergency room nurse at UW Health in Madison. She's been keeping an audio diary to share her experience as a frontline worker during the pandemic.
It's about 3:30 in the morning, and I'm sitting on my front porch in the darkness. This is normally when I'd be getting off of work, but I've had a couple of days off, and so I'm awake. Everyone else, of course, is asleep, except for the neighbor on the corner across from my house. They're always awake when I go to bed. I work at arguably the best prepared and equipped hospital in the state. We put off elective surgeries. We discharge anyone who's stable to go home. We limit visitors. And some days are really busy and really bad, and we see a lot of deaths. And then there's other days that just feel tremendously normal. So it is April 10th, a Friday, a beautiful, bright, sunny day, and I'm walking into work from the parking garage. It used to be you could walk in any door, but now I think there's only 6 entrances, maybe, and you have to wear your badge to be let into the building and get screened. Just a few questions to make sure that you're safe and healthy to come to work. Morning. Yes, self-monitoring. No. You too, thank you. So now I'm walking along a little blue tape line that shows us where to go and keeps us separate from the people exiting the building. And I'll go to my locker room, change into hospital scrubs, put my hair up under a cap, and put on the same N95 mask or surgical mask that I've been using for 3 weeks, and then a plastic face shield over that. It's a little more involved than it used to get ready for work. So I'm driving home from work, and I don't know if you can hear the car around me, but I can hear all the squeaks and the wind and everything. Today wasn't what I can call a bad day at work. We're still seeing fewer patients than we usually do, but at the same time, because more of what's coming in is true emergencies, I think it feels like there's more death. And yet still, it couldn't be called a bad shift by our normal metrics. Today, I had my first friend die of COVID. Not acquaintance, not patient, but friend. And I can't help but wonder, even though I'm not actually superstitious by nature, whether that was why I got suddenly sad yesterday. So I'm gonna go home and light some candles and sink into my bathtub with a nice glass of whiskey. And then I'll be ready to face another day tomorrow and go back to work.